so just sit back and relax. You'll laugh when you come back. We're Animaniacs. Come join the Warner Brothers
and the Warner Sister Dot.
Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and they're the moose, and now you know the plot. We're Animaniacs. Dot is cute and young Goliaths. Wacko bats with a snatch while the plate is like the sats. We're and the brain who wants to rule the universe. But feathers flock together, Slappy whacks them with her purse. What you say is Mindy, while we act in some verse. The writer's script, we have no script, my father to rehearse. We're Animaniacs. We have pay or play contracts. We're strictly to the max, there's baloney in our slacks. We're Animaniacs, totally insane.
Citizen Caney.
The beginning of our story, the beginning.
That maniac director is millions over budget.
I thought I told you two to stop him.
We tried everything, TP, but he's locked us out of the soundstage.
We even sent over five of our best accountants to pull the plug, but they never came back.
Isn't that scary?
Get out of my bubble! We need someone who's cunning enough to get inside that soundstage and stop that director. Someone who's brave, daring, and stupid enough to go on this mission. Gentlemen, we need the Warners!
You rang?
They really should switch to decaf.
That's how it began. We listened intently as they explained our mission. We had each been selected for our unique abilities. That's Dot, her specialty, cuteness. That's Wacko. His specialty, the mallet. That's me. My specialty, two paddle balls at once.
Your job, Warners, is to get from this office here to Soundstage 64 here and stop that director. Any questions?
Do you think I'd look cute as a blonde?
Why do cats purr? Who's chubbier, Perry Mason or Scotty on Star Trek?
Good luck, Warners.
Thank you, sir. All right, Wacko, let's roll. Oops, sorry. We began our journey to Soundstage 64. Wacko drove. Then I decided to drive.
This is the middle. The middle of our story, the middle.
We pushed our way into the very heart of the studio. The sights we saw. The carnage. The destruction. The senseless violence. The horror. The horror. Finally, our journey was over. There it was. Soundstage 64.
Careful, Sibs. There could be a trap around here.
Thank you, Amazing Kreskin.
We had been captured by the missing accountants. Now, disciples of the director.
Freund Leben.
Stop with the chanting!
Bravo!
Encore!
Babu! Did you choreograph that? Oh, you should be very proud.
Who are you that have come here, man?
We're here to stop the director from making his movie.
Stop him, man. Whoa, wrong. You know what he is, man? He's the thinker, the tinker, the plotter, the planner, the genius, man. What in France they don't know? He's king there, man. Comedy's his crown. He rules with funny words like Freund Leben. He doesn't have his ending, man. And you're going to stay in there till he finds his ending.
Let me handle this. Oh, Mr. Crazy Person. All we want to do is give the director a big smooshy kiss and say hi.
Whoa, you're cute, man. You got this whole cute, don't make me stay in here thing happening, man.
Please let us out of the cagey-wagey.
Oh, you're working your weirdness on me, man. Your cute weirdness. Okay, I'll let you out.
Some girls got it, some girls don't.
But first you gotta say the secret password, man. Nobody sees the director unless they know the password.
Fryn Laven, Fryn Laven, Fryn Laven. Laven.
Would it be Fryn Laven? Whoa.
They have spoken, Fryn Laven. Go in, we should let them.
Fryn Laven, Fryn Laven, Fryn Laven, Fryn Laven.
How'd you know?
It just came to me.
Fryn Laven, Fryn Laven.
Nothing. It's just fun.
I see him. Come on.
The wretched clown, the ending scene. Take 6,437.
And action. I saw a snail slithering across a railroad track. Ooey Gooey was his name.
Oh, I ate a bug! Cut, cut! A bug I ate with little wings!
Everybody take five. I need to be alone.
Get out of here now!
I gotta postulate a new ending. Ending. Ending.
Hi there.
Hello! Don't with the scaring. It's not a good thing.
Are you going to eat that?
Who are you? I want answers.
We're the Warner Brothers.
And the Warner Sister.
I don't know how you got in here, but heads will roll for this infringement. This, I promise. Look, kids, I don't sign autographs. It cheapens us both. Me, the artist, and you, the whatever you are. Now scoot.
Hoyle! How'd you, with the going? You were there, but here now you are for me to see. How'd you do?
You understand any of that?
I think he said, Hoyle! How'd you, with the going? You were there, but here now you are for me to see. How'd you do?
Thanks for clearing that up.
Look, kids, from the bottom of my heart, I say this to you now.
Leave already! Oh! Again with the popping and scaring. Why won't you go and leave?
The CEO, Mr. Plot, sent us. I'm afraid it's over. You have to stop your movie.
Stop? The move? The thing on film? The move? I can't. No, it's not finished. I don't have an ending. I won't let you.
Don't make us use these.
Fryn Laven! Fryn Laven!
You kids will never stop me. Not until I have my ending.
It's over.
It's not.
Okay, so it's not over. But I just might have an ending for your movie.
Oh, an ending that a people, a person like me, could have to do? Oh, what is it, nice boy with no eyebrows? Okay, I'm ready for my ending.
You want it?
Oh, yeah.
You really want it?
Yeah, give Fryn Laven.
And action.
That's an ending.
The microphone was in the shot.
Okay, everybody, let's do it again.
Oh, I don't want that.
And action.
The hiding. The hiding.
Cut, print. That's a wrap.
Let's go home.
That's the ending. The ending of our story. The ending. That's the ending. The ending. That's the ending. The ending. The ending. The ending.
far back as Bobby could remember, he always wanted to be in the movies. Bobby was sure we could get parts in The Boyds. Why? Because we were Boyds.
Bada bing, this is it. We're gonna be stars. We're gonna be somebodies.
I don't know, Bobby. You can't just walk on a set with no experience and expect to be hired.
This is Hollywood, Squid. Land of no reality. So keep your reality checks to yourself, you demented ding-dong.
Showbiz. You really do gotta start at the bottom.
The director was so impressed with us, he hired us as stunt birds.
Did you take my seed? Did you take my seed?
Yeah, I took your seed. I ate it and I'm digesting it.
Oh, yeah? Well, digest this, you feather fanny. Take Bobby's seed? I'll peck you till Tuesday.
Vices!
Forget about it. That bird's a nobody.
Yeah, and we were somebody.
I need a manicure. Good evening. Scene 50, take one. And action.
Hey, make room on the perch.
You're not in this shot, bird brains.
We're in every shot, you beaky walnut eater. You got a problem with that? Cut.
Cut. Bad evening. Who cued the stunt birds?
Who cued the stunt birds?
I did. Norman.
Get the donuts to the set.
What?
You good feathers stink.
We stink? Excuse me, we stink?
Hey, why don't you go take some acting lessons? Then maybe you'll figure out we do not stink in this picture.
Okay, boys, if you say so.
Why are you giving him such grief, Caw-Caw?
Because I enjoy being rude. It's my job. I'm a star, Charlie.
Cut. Bring in the stunt bird. And action.
Bada bing. You're looking at the new king of showbiz.
And action. Cut!
Norman, on action, you will launch the stunt birds.
I'm asking you, is this the good life or what?
Action!
Cut!
Sound problem. Let's do it again. Quickly, quickly. Action! Cut! Good. But let's do it again. With feeling. Cut! We got it. Places for the fireplace sequence.
Hey, get your beak out of my eye.
Yeah, that better be your foot.
I like your costume, Pesto.
And action.
Being a big-time stunt bird is painful.
Can we quit, guys, while we're still alive?
I don't mind the pain. I like it. I'm a somebody. Am I talking to me? Am I talking to me? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those pigeons are big-time losers, huh?
Us losers?
Ain't it hilarious watching them suffer?
Those birds will quit before the day is over.
Are you laughing at me? Are you laughing at me?
Yeah, I'm laughing at you because you're the victim of self-delusion, and I think it's funny.
See if you think this is funny, you big wing ding. Here comes Johnny!
That crow was just jealous.
That big buzzard was just threatened by our acting versatility.
And our good looks, right?
Yeah, get used to it. Us stars gotta put up with stuff like this all the time.
Hey, Bobby knows this industry.
Hey, what'd I do?
Nothing, I just felt like whacking something.
Good evening. And action.
I've hit the big time. I'm a box office smash. I have never felt better in my life. I love being a stunt bird.
I've had enough. I quit.
Woo-hoo. I'm with you.
Oh, you poor things. If you were the stars like us, you could just sit in the cage and be pretty and never get hurt.
You must be chirping at me. Bada bing! I just got a rush of brains to the head.
Places for scene 207, take 103, and action!
We're not the four birds no more, good feathers. We are safe in a gilded cage.
Oh, let me help you into the car, dear.
We're stars now, Bobby.
Yeah, I guess we are.
I hope we didn't forget anything. We're off.
That's entertainment.
We had a short one-day career in the movies. But hey, as Bobby would say, it's better to be a somebody for a day than a nobody for a lifetime.